Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelorette recap, the number one men-tell-all recap, full stop, hosted by a male interracial best friend duo. Alex,
I like that.
Did you watch? We got to find our niche. We got to find where we can make big proclamations and say them. Get in, get out. Nobody knows.
Listen, nobody's better at men-tell-all recaps.
That's fact.
That's fact. You don't even need to put any other...
Did you like the men tell all? Yeah, let's take race out of it for once.
Yeah.
We're the best men tell all recappers, period. Thanks for listening. AB.
Male, what did you, female, anything.
Yeah. What'd you, we're a couple of Jasons. Just, it doesn't matter. Love is love.
Love is love, stay tuned.
AB, what'd you think of this men tell all?
It was entertaining. Was Jordan there, Rim? Let me ask you that.
Exactly.
Was Jordan there? Okay, well, that tells you if I liked it or not.
Guy's okay. Electric. Let's preemptively review Bachelor in Paradise. Best Bachelor in Paradise possible.
Absolutely.
Because
they showed the Bachelor in Paradise promo. It's got every single person. And like even people that have nothing to do with Bachelor in Paradise for some reason apparently are showing up. Like Ari's going to be there, I guess. They showed everybody.
Was Ben Higgins there.
Ben Higgins there?
Ben was in a mariachi outfit, I believe.
Yeah, he was.
That looks entertaining.
That Amanda girl that we've roasted for 3 years.
Yeah.
Making another trip to Bachelor in Paradise, apparently.
AB. We're big into parent shaming Amanda. Make no bones about it.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Bachelor in Paradise actually does look good. We would tell you if it didn't. That's one thing you can come to expect from us is honesty. We're going to keep this short, I think. We're not going to go through every scene, every discussion. Because frankly, my eyes and ears glazed over for some of it. We like the men tell all. We like the women tell all. But there's a lot, you know, it's a lot of people clinging to their last moments of relevance. Mm-hmm, relevance. And there's a lot of egos. There's a lot of crosstalk. There's a, hey, don't forget about me. Caroline comes to mind. There was a few wannabe Carolines in this group. So we're just going to stick to the big main takeaways.
Sure. There are a couple people that I legitimately had never seen before, and I'm not positive if they were on the show or not.
There was a guy named Christian, who I remember the look. But he had a strange accent, and I had no idea he had an accent after night one.
Globetrotters, dude?
No, that's Kristen.
Oh.
I'll never forget Globetrotters, dude. That guy hung around for a while. AB, first let's talk about probably the most not safe for work line that's ever been uttered and the most disrespectful thing that's ever been said on this franchise. Coming, of course, from the mouth of Jean Blanc.
Listen, I don't even know what he said.
I'll tell you what he said. Actually, okay. I won't. I don't want to say it. I'll say the first letter of the word that he said.
The first letters, yeah.
It is bad. It is so bad what Jean Blanc said. First off, to steal a line from the internet, Jean Blanc has canceled everybody, okay? If he wasn't already, we're done with this guy.
No one had a worse episode, before you tell me what he said, no one had a worse episode than Jean Blanc, and I don't even know specifically what he said.
Here's the thing, though. He accomplished his goal. When he was allowed to go up there and sit next to Becca and go remind everyone that he sells cologne, I mean, that's a big W for Jean Blanc.
So does he sell cologne?
I think that's his thing now. Like, he has a line of cologne.
Okay,
and
that's
I think
dope.
He prints out the
like I've been hating on him in his cologne game because he was just like a collector of cologne. But if he's branched out into selling his own cologne, own scents, I'm all in on John Blanc then.
I think he print man. It's true. I think he prints out the label. He appears to print out the labels on Microsoft Word paper and then tapes them on. I think. Anyway, John Blanc. Again, I am uncomfortable. I don't know if my family members listen to this show. Sure. I don't know. It's not something I would say. This is not something I would say in my worst moments. It went straight Mari when John Blanc said to Colton, "Colton, you're acting like a pea,
mm-hmm.
but you've never been in."
He said in?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's what he said. And then he said the P word again. I don't know what to tell you. That's what happened on the screen. I'm just reporting the news. I don't endorse this. We're not laughing because it's funny. We're laughing at how disrespectful that is.
Disrespectful, childish. Mean, childish. What else could you say about it? Just
I don't
disgusting.
Even want to think anymore.
Disgusting.
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 Disgusting. Now, let's truth be told, Colton was being pretty rude up until that point. Not to say that he deserved
Colton
that.
Colton was a jerk all episode.
Colton was a major jerk all episode. But then he was kind of complaining like, oh, you're being disrespectful on top of being the famous bachelor word disingenuous.
Mm, yeah.
You know, I mean, it was really tough to make me have sympathy for Colton in this episode. And John Blanc managed to pull it off.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Were you surprised by the truth of what he said?
John Blanc?
Did you think it was that bad?
That's appalling.
to say on stage.
Absolutely appalling. You're on stage on national television. Come on.
Appalling. I should have screen captured you staring at me in the Google Hangout when I told you, I go pee and you go, your eyes got real wide. Okay, no more of that. Let's talk about Jordan. Let's see if we can keep
it
short. Let's see if we can keep it short, otherwise it could be all day. My main takeaway is that somehow Jordan is the most authentic guy on this cast. Is that okay to say?
I think that's 100% accurate.
What do you got on Jordan's throwing barbs left and right?
He's just throwing haymakers at all these dudes one at a time. Line them up and Jordan's going to sit them down.
He's a male model, which everyone has their assumptions,
mm-hmm.
the stereotypes. Yet he outsmarts everyone he goes up against.
It's incredible.
Colton. What's the guy's name? Daniel? David? Obviously.
David, yeah. Owns David.
One of the new the guys who got sent home night one, one of whom was also a model, dusted them off to the side, brushed them off like they were nothing. I kind of have a litmus test for people. How you feel about Jordan probably correlates with how I feel about you.
Like, absolutely.
He's a character on this show. He shouldn't be held to the same standard as Jason or any potential bachelors. He's just a funny guy. He's entertaining. And Becca loves him. So what else? I mean, what other vouch do you need?
He said it best. These guys just don't know how to have fun. Like, he's just out here having a blast. And these losers on the stage next to him can't get the jokes that he's telling. I'm sorry. He wore some gold underpants that she gave him. I'm sorry.
What's the deal with how do these guys not understand? You saw the episode by now. You can be forgiven in the time for not getting it.
Sure. But
she gave them to him. She basically said, here, you wear these. Prance around in these, please. And he did. How are they still mad at him for that?
I don't know.
Jealousy is the answer, AB.
It's just straight jealousy. Listen, Rim, if the twins from a couple years ago can get their own reality TV show, Jordan should be, people should be lining up to sign Jordan to their, to a show on their channel.
10 times more entertaining than the twins, no disrespect. That's just how big he is.
I'd love to see just Jordan with his friends and his real life going to model shoots.
Oh, he doesn't
shoots.
Have any. Let's keep it real. He's not a fun guy to be around day to day. But he's a great TV character.
No, I'm sure he has fake ass friends. That,
yeah. Hopefully more like him. Just a bunch of funny
I'm sure
Jordans.
It's just all funny models.
Okay. Think about who, back to the little litmus test, not only does Becca like him a lot, Grocer Joe.
Grocer, yeah. And he likes Grocer Joe.
Yeah, those two are pals.
He gave everyone the big FU and then dapped up Grocery Joe, which was one of my favorite moments. I'll tell you who else likes him, though, Rim. Yo, you got Becca, Grocer Joe. Chris Harrison loves Jordan. Yes. They cut to Chris Harrison like in a couple of moments where Chris was caught. He didn't know the cameras were on him, and he's rolling on the floor laughing at what Jordan was saying.
He's too funny.
And Jason. Jason defended him.
Of course he did. Everyone loves Jordan's great.
And Connor, too. Connor didn't really defend him, but he was like, he said what everyone should say all the time, which is like, guys, love him or hate him, like, why are you letting him ruin your time on the show? Who cares? If he wants to dig his own grave, let him do it. My favorite last Jordan thing. My favorite line is when he said, typically when someone's driving a Rolls Royce, they roll down the windows once in a while.
He just has, he's full of lines, hilarious lines. I don't know what else to tell you.
Fabulous. Big pro Jordan fans here, period. Can't wait.
Cannot wait for Bachelor in Paradise.
Obviously, no one's going to, he's not going to leave there in a relationship. I mean, the guy's
no, absolutely like insufferable.
All right. Let's talk about Grocer Joe. First things first, can we settle on an official nickname? I don't like Grocery Joe. I don't like Grocery Store Joe.
No.
I don't like Joe the Grocer. It's Grocer Joe.
It's Grocer Joe.
Okay. What did you think, AB? You're the big Grocer Joe fan here.
Hey, kind of boring. it seemed a little shy up there with Chris Harrison. Chris Harrison was trying to get him to say stuff, and Grocer Joe wouldn't do it. That being said, still love him. Awesome dude. I can tell everyone up there loves him, including Chris Harrison, so I know I'm not wrong about this guy. He just might not be as entertaining.
He was definitely, I mean, that was a nervous Nelly interview.
He's very nervous.
And he had, 2 months to get ready for it. He knew basically the day after the premiere that he would get this spot.
Absolutely. But some people just don't want the attention, like... Hey, Grocer Joe, everyone in America loves you. Females are fawning over you. Care to comment?
Yeah. That's what it was.
It makes me a little embarrassed.
Okay. What about his attire?
Didn't notice.
Not
an attire guy. No.
Maybe everyone was wearing a suit and he wore a casual button down untucked. And it was an ugly one, too.
Just fits in with his Grocer Joe casual lifestyle.
He dresses more formally on a day-to-day basis. If you look at his Instagram, he usually has like a better shirt on than what he was wearing to this. I don't know. Would it kill you to tuck in your shirt? Somebody said, should have said, Grocer Joe, you're a Dark Horse Bachelor candidate. You need to clean it up, buddy.
Are you ready for the questions he's going to ask you?
Anyway, yeah, I agree. The guy was unprepared, unpolished, nervous. Not entertaining,
even more.
Pretty boring. And I think that's why people like him, that he doesn't want to be part of this. But I think this kind of eliminates him from bad. There's still paradise. But if you think he can carry a Bachelor, Chris Harrison was begging him to talk. If you think he can be the Bachelor, I can't help you.
This is one of the most important Bachelor in Paradises in history in terms of the next Bachelor. Mm-hmm. It's up in the air going in. Like, I don't think that. Do you think they have any idea who the next Bachelor is going to be? I don't think they really do. I think they're gonna judge the reaction to some of these guys on Bachelor in Paradise, and that's who's going to be, or it's going to be Jason. I don't know.
It's either Jason or a hit from Bachelor in Paradise. That's probably it. What was I going to say? Oh, I was reading the other day. Only one person has ever gone to Bachelor in Paradise and been the Bachelor.
Nick Vile. Yeah.
Not great company, but who knows. We'll get more into that stuff later. You got anything on Wills?
No.
I don't, really.
No, I don't.
I don't have anything.
I have a question for you. Do you think his wardrobe is underrated, overrated, or rated just correctly?
Overrated. At least last night, people were like, oh, here goes Wills killing it again. I'm like, the boots
didn't do it for me,
The
Rim.
Boots didn't do it for me.
I'm an old... grouchy dad, but the boots didn't do it for me.
Even Jonathan Van Ness would have been like, oh honey, no, we don't want those. Those boots are doing too much.
Jonathan for Bachelor, that's another thing.
I'd love that. Jonathan for anything. Jonathan to host, it doesn't matter. Speaking of Bachelor, if Will's had like a teensy bit more charisma,
just a little oomph to him,
a little oomph, like get over the excitement hump, I'd be on board with him for the next Bachelor. Like you said at the very beginning of the season, he's a non-stereotypical African-American bachelor, bachelorette contestant. I think that would be a nice, if he had a little charisma, but he doesn't. And he showed a little more than he did normally last night, but still, not enough.
I appreciated him being on this season.
We'll like to see him on Bachelor in Paradise, too.
Keep that. Is he on there?
Yep. They didn't really do, they didn't really say, like a bunch of these guys were going to Bachelor in Paradise, and they didn't really say it.
Okay, yeah, I didn't notice that.
All right, what do you got on Colton's hot seat moment?
Hey, he won me back over. I felt bad for him by the end of it. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
What won you? Because he was being bullied by Jean Blanc in an unspeakable manner, or the...
I just think being like a 26-year-old virgin is taboo in this world, and he's got all these chumps out here making it even harder for him, making fun of him. Mm-hmm. He had to live. He had to basically get outed. Not that this is as, it's not as bad as, it's not as hard to come clean, or it's not as hard to come out as this as, let's say, being gay or something that. Yeah. But it's a similar situation. He had to come out in front of the world that he was a virgin. A
very personal detail about your life that you would normally reveal.
Thing about his life, and he said stuff like it made him feel like less of a man, and I can totally see all that stuff. Made me feel for him a little bit.
His hot seat time for me was tainted by his behavior. Basically everything he said when he wasn't on the hot seat, which was overcompensating jerk. And his, I don't know if you noticed, but like his Twitter behavior, he's just kind of being, I don't know, he's taking it a little too far. He's not taking the high road on a lot of stuff, which he probably should be.
He's a kid.
Yeah. He's immature. He's immature. He's young. Like
he's immature.
He's young.
I think he was one of the big losers of the night, though, him and Jean Blanc. I thought he was a Bachelor contestant. I don't really, unless he has a big Bachelor in Paradise, it's going to be tough for him.
No,
I don't think people like him anymore.
People don't like him. I don't think he got any kind of Bachelor push whatsoever.
No.
Chris
Harrison was tossing softballs to old Jason, but then when Colton came up there, he didn't give him anything.
And not only did Chris, like, was he not presented in a potential Bachelor way, but he wasn't, like, Jason, you could tell, came prepared with, like,
oh, yeah,
like a guy who came prepared for the big corporate meeting. And
that's exactly what it was like.
Yeah, like, Jason felt older than everyone there. He was acting more mature. He felt like a professor. And Colton was up there, like, wanting to nitpick and start fights with everybody. It was not a good look.
He somehow felt, Jason felt way more important than everyone else there.
No, yes. Yes, he had an aura about him, which is really insane because like a month ago, she didn't know his name.
No,
like
we were, and I didn't either. I didn't think he had a chance to win, he wasn't even on my long list of Bachelor contestants.
No, we basically didn't talk about him until he got a hometown. And if we did, it was ripping his hair, and his hair looked fine last night.
Now if we're setting betting odds, he's the
overwhelming
leader
favorite now.
He's the
favorite. Okay, let's talk about Jason. One thing I found weird, and this was later on after his hot seat, I think. One thing I found weird was when he asked Becca, like, what he could have done better. Agree or disagree, AB. I don't think you should ever ask the lead, what did I do wrong? Or, like, how can I improve for my next relationship? We've been over this a million times. It's a competition. Somebody had to go home.
Someone
at the end of the
go.
Day, like at that stage in the game, it's not always about some like error on your part.
And
it's
there's not even a reason most of the time. Sometimes she has a feel.
Yep.
Most of the time it's that. Like all these last guys were great.
Yeah.
On the show, at least.
Yeah.
From what we could see. So she just had to make some tough decisions, and she did. She cut you. I mean, your hair? That'd be what I would say, but...
Maybe go easier on the gel? She can't say that. That's what we were thinking.
She didn't say that, but that's what I would say.
Another thing that was interesting about this was, I think it was only like 20 seconds, but the thing when Chris Harrison teed him up to talk about his brother...
Yeah.
And
I mean,
he knocked that Oprah line out of the park or whatever.
Absolutely.
That was good to see, but also it struck me as like maybe the most, I mean, you could argue whether or not it's political or whatever, but it's like that was like the most politically charged statement I've ever seen on this show.
Absolutely. It made me think, though, Rim, when he was saying that. How about we get a gay or transgender bachelor or bachelorette? What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, I'm on board. I don't care, but I think you got to look at who we're talking about here. Baby steps with these people. you're skipping over some like more plentiful groups of people.
Sure.
Anything else on Jason? I think he's the overwhelming favorite, but I think they're going to try and get Peter first.
I think someone's going to jump him, going to leapfrog him. And we'll probably never see Jason again. I think we'll see Jason on Bachelor in Paradise next year, if that tells you what I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's not buying into it.
I'm not buying into it. What did he do on camera that made you think he would be a good lead for this franchise? He's the male Becca. Nice guy. Seems like a nice guy, but probably doesn't have the it factor that's needed. And are they going to make the same mistake twice? I doubt it.
Hey, don't ask me. I'm on board with you. You got to ask the people who want him. People like Jason.
Okay, that's the thing, though.
AB's eating string cheese, by the way. That's why sometimes he comes back like...
Lunchtime, everybody. Here's the thing. There's a difference between liking someone and wanting them to be a bachelor. Like, I like a lot of these people, but I don't think that they would be good bachelor bachelorettes. I like Becca a lot. I think she was one of the most down-to-earth, friendly, genuine girls to ever be the bachelorette. Is she in my top 10 bachelorettes ever? No. She was boring. Jason's a nice guy, and he seems like a good guy. I like Jason. I don't want him to be my bachelor. There's a difference.
Agreed. Agreed. Becca came off really well, I thought, in this show. Nobody really, other than John Blanc, nobody really had anything bad to say about her. She was very open and forthright with all the dudes who had something to kind of semi-confront her about. And then even on the bloopers. How fun were the bloopers, AB? Great bloopers this year.
I had a great time with the bloopers.
Do you want to talk at all about John Blanc coming up to her or anything else with Becca?
Stunning moment when John Blanc asks if he could come up there.
I clipped that little awkwardness and I'm going to post it to our Twitter and Instagram. That was, if you can handle it, that was so weird. And everyone's reactions were so great.
The hairs on my arms stand straight up.
Everyone was pulling their eyeballs out like, what is he doing?
You already gave her some perfume.
If you're
going to
give her a gift, give her a different gift.
Yeah.
That might have been the same bottle for all we know. I liked how Becca revealed that she basically loves Jordan as a friend and would be great friends with Jordan, kind of shoving that in everyone's face. All you guys that are mad, Jordan's way cooler and more fun than you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And what did you think of Chris's apology?
He's a snake. I don't trust anything he said.
Okay, I liked it. That was a good apology. Heartfelt, genuine. Chris won me back over.
With the the
up
choir?
Until the choir. Up until the choir.
Okay, you lost me with the choir. The producers gave you this opportunity to bring the choir back out, and you took it. He's not sorry.
He'll be on Paradise, though. He said all the right things, at least. A lot of times, they don't even say the right things.
Is he going to go to anger management before he goes there, Rip?
Who knows? One last thing about Becca, and then we'll get to the rose bag. Did you notice Chris didn't ask her if she's found love or if she's happy?
Yeah, they're going to distance themselves from Garrett and Becca before it's too late, before the rest of his tweets come out.
Hey,
Instagrams.
That I thought that was conspicuously absent.
It was.
And again, neither AB nor I are spoiled. But I think if she picks Garrett and you see some headlines going around, maybe a little she's not sure if she picked the right one. My ideal scenario for after the final rose is a live breakup with Garrett on TV.
Because of what he did?
Because of what he did. And maybe some other things that have transpired between them since then. For two reasons, because that would be amazing comeuppance a guy that maybe deserved that. Might save the season. And two, it'd be sweet, sweet, mwah. Oh, now you're Ari. Isn't that convenient? You're doing the same thing. That's interesting. I would love for that to happen. I want her to go back to Blake if she picks Garrett. We don't know.
I like that.
Okay, AB, before we get to the rose bag, I saw something tweeted last night from that scumbag Mike Fleiss. No disrespect if you're listening. That producer. The producer whose entire goal in life is to just string everybody along.
Yeah.
Let's get it trending, Bachelor Nation. Chris Harrison for the next Bachelor. He tweeted it last night, AB.
Picking up some steam.
Picking up some steam.
Picking up some steam. If you remember last episode, I said Chris Harrison would be my number one Bachelor choice.
We shouldn't assume everyone listened. AB, put that out there. Pick it up, steam. Moving on to the rose bag. What's the number for the rose bag? You know off the top of your head, AB?
No.
773-234-7794. Text in your questions, comments, roasts. We want a lot of them, especially during and after the finale next week. We have a few to get to today. Thanks for everyone who texted in. Michelle from Dallas-Fort Worth area. Colton sure did come across as a busybody, know-it-all jerk from the Men Tell All. They gave him a good edit on the regular show, but he came off bad tonight. I hope that means he won't be the Bachelor because he is insufferable. I included this one because it really is amazing how far Colton has... The rise and fall of Colton was very quick and very steep.
And it doesn't even appear to be for the reasons we thought were going to be. Like the him and Tia thing, them getting back together, I thought would be the end of Colton. But it wasn't even that. He just was a jerk.
He's a mean
guy. On the show. I don't know why he did this.
Mean, immature, whiny guy. The Tia thing is like not a top five concern anymore. No. His virginity was never really a big deal. Now he's nobody wants to see him on their screen.
Maybe he can save it in Bachelor in Paradise. Who knows?
It looked like he did a lot of crying on the previews. Now, I'm a huge crier. Cry at the end of Undercover Boss. But I don't think that's a big endear yourself to the fans, become the Bachelor strategy in Paradise.
No. Not too much crying.
No.
One good cry? Right. One good cry? That'll get you the Bachelor.
One good cry will get you the Bachelor. Crying over like, oh, she went on a date with the other guy. Like, it's Paradise.
On the show that I went to that I knew the rules. That's not going to win you over.
Pick your spots with the tears, folks.
Absolutely.
Emily from Louisiana. Well, we didn't talk about this. Was Lincoln,
get down there to Louisiana Rim.
I've been trying to get down to the bayou for ages. Was Lincoln even at Mentel All? Or those things from Rachel season, beignets. We need to get some of those
beignets.
Powders. Not beignets, beignets.
I said beignets. You think I don't know about beignets?
I was
a Princess and the Frog. You ever seen Princess and the Frog?
No, but you know what? That was
That's
under.
A great movie.
I was on like Stars streaming or something, and there was a category called Black Cinema, and the first one was Princess and the Frog. Does that sound accurate to you? I was like, what? It's a cartoon. It's about frogs.
That's
Who,
funny.
What's going on?
That's funny. Okay. It is the first black Disney princess.
Okay. Well, that's good enough to fit in
something.
That character.
Sure.
The next one was like Shaft, you know? It was a very bizarre.
it's a random category for it to be in, though.
Yeah, added them all to the queue, though. Okay, who are we on? Emily from Louisiana. Was Lincoln even at Mentel All? I feel like the answer is no.
Of course not.
I feel like ABC, here's the interesting take. I feel like ABC should have at least addressed the situation. Mm-mm. Ignoring it makes them look worse. What do you think, AB?
No. You already let him on your show. I would go with, they do a pretty good job of just ignoring stuff, and it does go away. So why would they change what they do?
I think that's serious enough to like address in a press release, if at all.
Yeah.
Obviously you can't invite him. I mean, for all we know, he's probably on house arrest or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think even acknowledging it on a show where we spent 20 minutes talking about Jordan's underpants would just be kind of trivial. Maybe, I don't know. They need to, they probably won't acknowledge it, but.
Maybe the, because it was domestic abuse, right?
I forgot what it was. It was, I don't think it was, it was like in public, if that makes a difference.
Maybe it was just assault of a female or something like that. Yeah. Maybe she doesn't want this brought up on Mental All, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I can see it go both ways, but I'd lean towards not bringing this up if I was ABC.
In interviews, Chris Harrison, I've seen a couple times, has made sure to make a clear distinction because Lincoln and Garrett are lumped in with controversy this season, I'll put in quotes. And Chris Harrison has always make sure, like, listen, what Garrett, he acknowledges, like, what Garrett's, you know, liked was pretty, was awful. But like Lincoln broke the law and like physically hurt someone. So like that, let's make sure to separate those two. We can't just go Lincoln and Garrett scumbags on equal footing. Cause it's not really
absolutely
true. Okay. Next up, Dan from Philly. Huge fan of the pod. Thanks for listening. Just wanted to say the bloopers from Men Tell All showed more funny human moments than 90% of what's aired on the show. Why do you think they don't air more of these real moments in normal episodes? Also, here, who are your top potential hookup matches in Paradise? I have to agree with Dan from Billiard. The bloopers are like my favorite part. I don't know why they don't show that side more.
They should have 5 minutes of bloopers every episode at the end.
There's a lot of time that they could cut out of current episodes and fill them with bloopers. I liked Becca more than I'd ever liked her, which, you know, we already liked her a lot. This was like, oh, I would love to spend time and hang out with Beck after seeing, you know, bloopers of her swatting a bug and dropping the ranch. Save the ranch. Heather from Seattle, just about finished here. Heather from Seattle, do you
guys
are
you going to give the hookups? You going to answer the rest of that guy's question?
No. No. Yeah, you know, you give some hookups. I think Joe and Kendall and Leo might have a triangle based on the previews, but I don't know anything else.
I like that Joe, Kendall couple. I like both of those people a lot. So
you know, yeah, of course, you know who I would really like? Crystal and Jordan.
Absolutely.
Wow. That would be good. That would be
you're talking
good.
Fireworks.
I just want to see Jordan in a romantic situation because we haven't really seen Jordan. Like all his kisses with Becca were like she's laughing during them. So.
Yep.
Heather from Seattle. Do you guys think Jason's love is love speech was a subtle dig at Garrett? Interesting. AB, what do you think?
Could be. Listen, if Jason on the, because I assume he'll, well, maybe he won't be. Will he be at the after the final rose? Maybe. Maybe they'll have some people there. I think they usually have a couple people there. If he's like takes a stand against Garrett, love is love stand. That could win. That could completely win him The Bachelor.
A Jason love is love stand followed by a Blake. Hey, school shootings are real.
Yeah.
Whoa, that would take Garrett down a notch real quick.
It really would.
I hope that happens.
And then a breakup.
Yeah. Yeah. A live breakup. That's, my fingers are crossed for that. My personal opinion, I don't think it was a dig at Garrett. I think it was.
I don't either.
I think he genuinely feels that way. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they aired it, I don't know if they would air it if they thought it was a dig at Garrett. And he just likes his brother. That's all it was. I think he would have said it if the Garrett stuff never came out. I'll put it that way.
I agree.
Last one, Kevin from Portland, Oregon. What do you think of everyone using the phrase my/his/her truth? It seemed to come up a lot. Is it used to sound smart, emotional, or empathetic, or just a catch-all? Sort of seems like the latter to me. So Colton said it. Someone else said it. I think Will's. It seems to me that these contestants like kind of grab on to a phrase every other season, and they say it. Without really knowing what it means. What do you got?
I agree with you. Couldn't agree more.
That's your truth?
Yeah, that's my truth.
Okay. Did you watch The Proposal last night?
No.
It was good. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. It was good. We had a shocking elimination and we had a shocking end. There's nothing like the final 2 minutes of The Proposal. Thanks to everyone who texted in to the Rose Bag. We appreciate it. Once again, that number is scroll up. 773-234-7794. If you want to follow the Twitter, it's @RoseCastEst. The Instagram is @RoseCastPodcast. and the Facebook is /RoseCastPodcast. AB, we are going to have a big episode next week.
Huge.
It's the finale, the 3-hour finale. Huge episode. We're going to be reacting to either Garrett or Blake winning, either the good guy, the good clingy guy, or the fake good guy with maybe the checkered pass. Who knows what's going to happen? Will we see a breakup on live TV? Stay tuned. AB, anything else you want to say to the people before we go for the week?
I'm excited. I'm excited for the final episode. I think I know what's going to happen, but maybe not. Maybe not. Even if I think what's going to happen, which is Garrett winning, happens, I think that after the final rose is going to be explosive.
Agreed. So here are the two scenarios. Garrett wins after the final rose is the most must-see thing we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Blake wins. That's a shocker during the episode.
Feel good story, and it's a crazy shock.
And after the final rose, still pretty good because people are going to come at Garrett a little bit.
Yeah. Either way, after the final rose, I can't remember a time I've been more excited for an after the final rose.
Also, I'm thinking about maybe next episode, if we have time, I want to lay out let's think of some ideas they need to change the way this franchise airs significantly. This started 20 years ago, and with social media and rumors and all this stuff, it's dated now. We got to put some juice into it. Well, maybe we'll come up with some ideas to juice it up a little bit. Okay, folks, that's too much. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.